This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back in June, the EPA released something called the Clean Power Plan. We told you about it at the time. Its proposal for regulating carbon emissions from existing power plants, that is, obviously, greenhouse gases. Included in that plan were targets for each state to hit in carbon emissions. For instance, Texas. The EPA's proposal created some challenges for the second biggest and very energy-hungry state. But as always, with challenges do come opportunities, as Marketplace's Dan Weissman explains.
Here's the sound of the biggest challenge for Texas in meeting its emissions goals. That's a home air conditioner in Austin kicking in on a summer afternoon. Texas summers are murder without AC, and the state's grid has to be ready for demand to spike quickly on a hot day. And here's the sound of eight technicians marshaling the gigawatts it takes to run all those air conditioners. Ready? That's the silence in the control room at the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT for short. Dan Woodfin is ERCOT's operations director.
ERCOT covers about 85% of the entire state of Texas. Our grid serves about 24 million people.
Woodfin oversees a huge room near Austin, lit mainly by computer monitors, 10 or so on each desk, plus the big board, 50 feet wide, with maps, charts, weather projections, all shifting in real time. Looks a little like something out of the TV show 24, but a lot quieter.
It's not as crazy, if you will, as what you would typically see on an episode of 24.
ERCOT sends signals to turn different power sources on and off, coal, gas, wind, and nuclear, at just the right time for everybody's AC to keep running. Each source costs a different amount to run and takes a different amount of time to turn on and off. Near Houston, Steve Hedge watches ERCOT's signals at a giant power plant he manages for NRG Energy. The plant has three different types of generators.
The coal units are a low-cost generation. They run all the time, 24 hours a day.
Next come some big gas generators.
Gas is a lot more expensive fuel than coal right now, so it costs more to make that power. Those units start and stop every day during the summertime.
But those units don't start on a dime, 3 hours minimum. So what if the temperature suddenly spikes? That's where another kind of gas generator comes in, a peaker.
This unit can respond to those short peaks, start real quick, provide the power, and then shut off.
It's less efficient and more expensive to run, but it comes in handy on hot days. So Steve Hedge, his counterparts at other plants, and ERCOT are all working with two variables, cost and timing. EPA's Clean Power Plan introduces a third, carbon emissions. The coal generators are cheap to run because coal is cheap, but they emit more carbon dioxide. One way or another, probably by some switching from coal to less cheap gas, reducing emissions will raise electricity prices. Probably
about $1 billion a year.
That's John Larson. He's an analyst with the Rhodium Group, which issued a study on the Clean Power Plan in July. He says that billion-dollar bill spread across Texas and three next-door states comes with a big upside for the region.
Anywhere from $2 or $3 billion a year on average up to as high as 16 or 17.
From pumping natural gas. That's because Texas isn't the only state that will have to do some switching from coal to gas.
That increases the demand for natural gas, so parts of the country that produce natural gas do quite well. And in fact, Texas is one of the largest gas-producing states in the country.
And there's your upside. Then there's a construction project behind one of Steve Hedge's coal generators, a system to capture the carbon dioxide.
We're going to take that CO2 and we're going to put it in a pipeline and inject it into an oil field south of the plant.
The project, called Petranova, combines two things. First is a step happening here, carbon capture. It's technology the EPA would like to see used more, but it's expensive. The second part pays the bill by putting that carbon to lucrative use in the oil field. Pump carbon into a played-out oil field, and it'll pump out more oil. Arun Benskota is president of Petranova, a subsidiary of NRG. He says the oil field right now produces about 500 barrels a day. Add carbon, and
we'll be producing an average of 15,000 barrels a day.
30 times as much. Benskota hopes to repeat the process elsewhere. He says there are lots of Texas oil fields where carbon dioxide could help. To hit them all,
you need approximately 100 projects of the type we're doing right now. The potential is huge and the opportunity is huge.
But not just anywhere. Kentucky has lots of carbon dioxide, but not so many oil fields. Again, advantage, Texas. I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.